followed the law. So the only thing that is relevant is the law and the transcript. But you keep doing this. And I sit here and I listen to you, and you sit in my office and you go on and on about what everybody else is telling you, and you're going to bring reporters and you're going to bring all this evidence in.
You bet, but what's you said was the law that's before the court. She doesn't have the law to be, she didn't have the law behind her to bring me in the court to get the restraining order in the first place. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of.
The only issue before the court. So if you bring in her testimony, then all you're doing is you're allowing her to put in more evidence. And our position is no evidence is admissible at this hearing, except the evidence that the court considered the first time when it issued the injunction wrongfully. So there is no evidence and there is no new testimony. And I told you that already. And you don't listen. And you're not paying me. And so you know what? I'm done. I already gave the file to Most. I am withdrawing as counsel. So I will give him a call, and while substitute counsel, he can go handle it for you. And whoever else is giving you all this legal advice that you think is so great that you keep telling me that I'm doing it wrong, when I keep telling you, you're not listening to me, you listen to everybody else, and I'm not doing it the way you little whoever's telling you is doing it, hire them, Billy. If they know better, you get them to do it, because I'm done. It's a waste of my time. I spend hours going over the same thing over and over. And then I give you legal advice in writing, and you forward it to other people to dissect and to criticize, and then you email me back. And you tell me I'm wrong. Well, if
I can't understand how the woman can bring me to court without a vote by the board. This whole restraining order is illegal because she never had it approved.
No shit. But, no shit. It's illegal.
Okay, well, if it's an illegal restraint. Say that again.
I said I filed the motion saying that it was illegal. But like I've explained to you for 100 times, okay? When you're going to undo it, the standard of the evidence is that they didn't have enough evidence to begin with to get it. You don't bring in new evidence. The only thing you consider is what did they have, what did the court have in the way of evidence at the time that it ruled, and did the court follow the law? You don't bring all this up.
I'm not saying that that's all just stuff, everything to do with the restraining order. I'm just showing you the evidence that I've received since. This is not all to do with the restraining order. This is the evidence that I received that you never seen during the time of the litigation. And you have to say that you didn't have all this stuff.
Got it.
That's just in conversation.
No.
That's just in conversation between us.
Your email to me was that you are telling me to subpoena her for this hearing for the following reasons, and I have already told you no.
Because it was her testimony. It was her testimony that led to. She's the one asked for the restraining order. She's the one that wants the restraining order. She's the victim, from what I'm seeing now. She's the one that asked Rusty and him. She's the one that was making the complaints. She's the one that asked for this restraining order to be put on me. She came to court. She's the victim. So the point is, if she's the victim.
So it's her testimony at the time. I'm not going to subpoena her, and I'm going to get this guy Most. I gave him the whole file. I dumped him off everything I had. Okay? He's gotten it, every single thing I have. And I'm going to have a phone conference with him tomorrow. And if he wants to subpoena her, he can. And I'll turn everything over to him. But I can't keep doing this. I just can't. You have too many people giving you advice. And I'm glad you have a lot of people who care about you and who want to help you. But I'm not going to take instructions from everybody else. Let him do it. Okay? I was about to send you an email to that effect, but I don't want you forwarding my email across half the state. So I'm not even going to email you back. I called you.
Well, I'm not accepting it, but it's your choice of what you do, what you have to. You do what you do. I'm just saying. I can't tell you what you can and can't do, so.
But you are. You're telling me to subpoena a witness.
What I'm saying is you're saying that I'm not. My point is you're saying you're saying you're withdrawing from counsel, and I'm just saying I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying, I guess you're going to do whatever you want to do.
All right, I will file the pleading to get out, and I will contact Most, and we can do a motion to substitute, and he can come in, and based on that substitution, he can, I've already talked to people about meeting in Baton Rouge. I just can't keep doing this, Billy. I'm sorry. You know, and you've talked to 4,000 lawyers who wouldn't do it to begin with.
Robin, the reason, and you know what? You know what they all told me. I told you that. What they all told me, they said, Billy, the bad thing about this, your original counsel knows all this. It would take, one person was like, man, it would take 30,000. I mean, even talked to Glenn Ormentor. He said, Billy, the problem is the best person for this is your original attorney, just because she knows all this. This whole case of everything that went on, she knows all the ins and outs. It would cost me $30,000 just for them to go through the whole file, just to get their head wrapped around what even happened and what went on. So the thing is,
that doesn't mean I have to listen to non-lawyers telling me how to practice the case.
But you've told me before that Robin, you told me before, if I thought it was important, I should have brought it to your attention before. Even during the litigation in the past, you said, well, if you thought it was important, you should have said something. So I'm sitting here saying, okay, I think this is important. So I'm just,
no,
I can't.
You didn't tell me, no, stop it, stop. You did not say, Robin, this is important information. You said, I want you to subpoena this witness, and here's why.
And you're the attorney. You're the attorney, you say, I'm not doing it. So then I'm saying, I'm stuck.
I have already told you I'm not going to subpoena a single witness, and I have already explained to you for an hour and a half why. And then you send me this. I'm sorry. You need a lawyer that you can tell how to practice the case. You know? And this Moat guy, if he wants it, he can do it. I'm not going to have whoever it is that you hired or whatever, you know, in Baton Rouge, a lobbyist or whoever this is, telling me who to subpoena for a hearing when I'm only talking to you, and I have already explained to you why I'm not going to issue a subpoena to that person. I've already explained it to you.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
And
to be honest with you, I still don't, I don't understand why you wouldn't subpoena her. This is the first time we ever talked about subpoenaing her.
No.
For this hearing.
You said, you told me you wanted to cross-examine her. You told me you wanted to have reporters there. You told me all the issues that you wanted to bring up at this hearing. And I said, no. The only issue is whether or not the injunction was properly issued. And what you do is you have to look at the evidence that was presented at the time it was issued.
Okay, but I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Are you interrupting me, please? That's so rude.
Okay.
Honestly, you interrupt me constantly. You didn't even let me finish. The only issue is what evidence was presented at the hearing at the time it was issued. And it was not sufficient. And they didn't follow the law. They didn't meet the standard. Nothing that she said rose to the level of harassment. If they want to get another injunction, they have to file a motion and properly notice it. So whether or not a new one will be issued is not even before the court.
Okay.
And you want to bring the witness to come in and do what?
And
give them some more testimony?
No, because it's like, well, she was the victim. She was the victim, and she said things under oath that you asked me is perjury. She lied about all these things while she was there. She was saying, okay, we produced all this stuff. Rusty's saying they produced all this to y'all, which I don't believe that at all. And then she's sitting there saying, like, bottom line, she's the victim of it. But while she's up there, she's being questioned, and she's lying to the court, perjury, in regards to state and FEMA fraud, when she's supposed to be the auditor for this whole project. And you ask me, she's the one orchestrating the fraud. And this is evidence before the court she's the one. It's my understanding that she's the custodian of records. So she's bottom line saying, okay, I need this restraining order because I don't want Mr. Broussard to get this evidence to really, because I'm talking to law enforcement to show law enforcement that, hey, look, this woman is committing these frauds, orchestrating a fraud against the state and FEMA. So she brings me to court to get a restraining order. First she goes to Rusty and Gab and gets them to put a restraining order on me without even going to the police jury to get a vote. So she does not have the legal authority to order them to do this in the first place. So
okay, thank you. Hey, stop. Thank you for that additional legal opinion. Because the issue before the court is not whether she had the permission of the police jury to do this. That is not the issue before the court. The issue was there sufficient evidence to rise to the level of harassment or intimidation or whatever it is that's required to get the restraining order? And it wasn't, because she never said she was threatened. She never said any of the things that would have been required. She did not present the evidence. So what you're telling me is you want to bring her in again and you want to let her present more evidence. Well, let them do that. If they bring her in, then you can cross-examine her on whatever you want to cross-examine her. But I'll just tell Mr. Most that. I'm going to call him next. I'm not doing this. I'm not. Too many people telling me how to do my job, and I don't get paid for it. So, you know.
Well, you would get paid for it if we'd win. I mean, you know that. You signed a contract.
Yeah, we didn't. All right?
Yeah, but you signed a contract just a year and a half ago. You just signed another contract. So the first go-around, yes, we lost. Just to say, I say we lost. The judge ruled that the contract was for the hurricane debris. That's his verbal ruling. So then, ever since then, I've been trying to get my hands on what was hurricane debris. And we back to the same thing you argued from the beginning. It's only the GPS sites and only the 950 cubic yards. So the thing is we're back to square one, and that's where GOSAP is. They watched this case real close. So, and because
okay,
it became sort
stop.
Of...
Stop. I'm not going to court. I'm not going. I'm not doing it. Period. The only reason I filed it was in the event we needed to go back to court, you had to interrupt the 3-year abandonment period. That's it. We are not going to fix this through the court system. If you want a meeting with GOSEP, I'll go to GOSEP and we can talk to him. And that's it. That's all I'm going to do.
But I believe that the evidence that I just sent you is damning evidence to them having the conversation with GOSEP saying, look, this is the auditor. This is what was going on behind the scenes.
Stop talking. I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm pissed off about it, and I don't want to talk about it right now. If you want to schedule a meeting with GOSEP and we want to present information to GOSEP about how messed up their program is and that they got lied to and duped and we tried to go through the court system and we couldn't, but if they don't fix it, then, you know, that's a big problem for them. That's different, Billy. I'll do that. I'm not doing this.
Okay, well then...
I'm certainly not going to be told to subpoena a witness when I have already explained to you for an hour and a half that I'm not going to and why. And I'm not putting it in writing to you because you go give it to everybody else. I'm not. So fire me if you don't like it.
I'm not
going back to court. This most guy can take it.
I'm not. I refuse to fire you. I refuse to fire you.
But then I'm going to have to resign because this is just, I'm sick of it. Every time I go to do something, okay, I spend an hour and a half or 2 hours revisiting these same issues that we revisit, and then the 2 hours that I was going to spend getting something done proactively, I've already wasted them. And I got to get other work done. And then I don't get anything done. So I'm not doing it. Do not ever forward my emails. If you give my emails to people, you're fired. I don't even want to talk to you again. You're violating attorney-client privilege. I can't even plan strategy with you because you go talk about it with 10 people. You think the other side doesn't hear that? You're wrong. They know. And I'm not sending you an email explaining to you why. No, I'm not going to subpoena Kelly. Because then you're going to go show it to people and they can critique it and they can disagree and they can trash talk me or they can like second guess me and they're not even lawyers. So go get a lawyer who's going to listen to whoever this is that typed up the email. Because it's not a lawyer, or it's not a lawyer who understands what motion I filed and what the issues are that are presented in the motion that I filed.
I guess my question was because I know you said this is what's before the court, but I know from what I understand, you can supplement the motion or add another motion, and that's what I was asking for.
I am not supplementing Jack.
I understand.
Period. All right. Quit. All right. I'm going to send William Most an email, and I'm going to tell him, I'm going to transition it to him, and he can listen to whoever this is that's helping you. I'm glad you have people helping you, but I'm tired of explaining my what is happening in your litigation. I feel like I'm explaining it to 5 different people all the time because I explain it to you, and you come back with questions, and I've already answered those questions. I spend hours on the same stuff over and over again, and it's not productive.
You have to say, though, I did find a lot of evidence that if we would have had that during the time of trial, it would not have turned out the way it did. But it took a lot of begging people to give me the evidence. I mean, even the president of the drainage district gave me evidence that we didn't have during the time. That if we'd have had, it would have never turned out the way it did. So I just,
well,
as a victim...
Let's talk to GoSep about that. Let's talk to GoSep about that.
We're in the process of having that conversation.
This is bullshit. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to fight with Rob, with, you know, Rusty Stoots and Kelly Fontenot and crooked judges. I'm not doing it. And I'm not having people who don't understand what's before the court tell me how to practice either.
Well, if you're waiting for me, I'm speechless, so.
Why? I already discussed this whole thing with you a couple, when you sat in my office. We spent an extensive amount of time discussing this. And now you're telling me to do exactly what I told you I was not going to do. And you're speechless? I'm pissed. Can you see that I'm pissed? All right, I've said my piece. I'm calling Moat. He can take over the litigation in Lake Charles.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Yes, ma'am.